4 HKX Mobile.
Pretty cool, so we'll see how it works out.
Trying, you never know what that one little thing is going to be that ignites that flame.
Right back, Patrick. KO4C, and we'll step in the store.
4KFW Mobile.
How are you? KO4HKX.
Doing very well, and yourself?
I'm doing good. Andrew is in the store. He'll be right back. I think that's what he said.
A biscuit.
Maybe so.
Yesterday when we were signing off, I guess I pulled too close to the garage and it blocked the signal.
I could hear you, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
You mean I didn't even have a 5 on the meter on you just a minute ago. I backed up about 10 feet, and now I got a full bar.
Was.
It's just on the front windshield.
The garage door, you wouldn't think you'd have frost.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good, how you doing this morning, Ken?
Telling yourself.
Headed to work. It's hump day, right? I think it's Wednesday. Patrick, about my idea to teach my kids Morse code was to play a game of Battleship, and they have to send the grid coordinates of their shot by Morse code. What y'all think about that? Think it sounds fun at all?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
But you never know.
Them out the International Morse code today, so they'll have numbers and letters, and see how that does for them.
Facebook, the guy that developed APRS passed away.
Happens to APRS.
Well, I guess it would depend on if anybody does anything more with it, but I don't know. The system by itself runs on its own. I mean, besides just the websites, but I don't know who kept those up anyway.
Maybe he had a contingency there to take care of it, and somebody will pick it up and run with it.
You sent last night. Does that mean about mid-month we might need to stock up on some supplies?
That's kind of how I took it.
Yeah, what was it?
One where they were talking about the U.S. trucker convoy thing going to start March the 1st, and if truckers go down for one day, you're talking about weeks of recovery for just one day, so if they go down for weeks, it's going to be months out, that kind of thing.
Going on the country.
Yeah, you know, in Canada, they ain't saying nothing about how effective the truckers are, or if they have, I haven't seen it, you know, about, you know, no food in the grocery stores or anything like that. It's got to be hurting them.
Something, because most of the other provinces in Canada have done away with the mandate, the passport mandate and all that. Trudeau is the only one really holding out for it, pushing. And then England also said once their mandates expire this time, they're getting completely out. They're going back to normal, and the government's getting out of the mandates and corona thing.
Yeah, countries see how effective Canada has been in that. They'll do the same thing if you don't change.
Heard last night about New Zealand doing the same thing, locking down the capital the same way. Trucks and campers, anybody just locking it down until they get over this stuff.
And more articles that come out. I mean, you think about it, the one that they did at, Johns Hopkins. They did the study and they said only 0.2% the lockdown where you had to stay at home only saved 0.2%.
About how ineffective the lockdowns and all that were. In here, Ken.
At the red light thinking, man, this SUV in front of me's got some bright signal lights. It's about to blind me.
Stupid people are out today.
Turn around and go home now. Is that what you're saying, Andrew?
A good idea.
Thoughts last night.
They went over a lot of stuff, trying to get them ready because they got a ski trip this weekend, and now they got to start making plans for their summer trip to Raven Knob, which is up near Mount Airy.
Is that forest fire?
I'm not sure about that, but supposedly they're going up there this summer, and I'm supposed to be going with them.
Video this time?
If I do, I'm going to try to slim it down a lot.
Guys, am I coming in all right? I'm over here in the black hole already.
Decent copy.
Go 6100, it'd be perfect for stuff like that. Because it'd be so lightweight.
Any of the YouTube videos I was telling you about with that, they're having some kind of software issue or something with it.
First couple software versions have been pretty rough, and I think they updated it again a few weeks ago, and most of the ones I've reviewed or watched have been fairly positive about the recent changes. There's still some issues, like the Bluetooth doesn't work good, and the Wi-Fi is kind of weird, but, I mean, as far as the functionality of the radio, say it works good. Morse code, you can only go, you can't do really small steps, but I mean, I don't know if that'll affect me a whole lot right now, but, you know, they keep pushing out updates on it, so we'll see. I got a little bit.
Bill on here, he's got one, the G90s. You can talk to him about it, see how he likes it.
One video where a guy did a photo activation with the 6100 just using Morse code, because I wanted to know, you know, if I eventually get to where I can do it, I wanted to know how well it did Morse code. So far, everybody said it does really good. It's not full QSK or full braking, but, I mean, it's about as close as you can get, but might just have to turn that off where it's not, it doesn't distract me.
I have to make the bounce of the other repeater. You're all getting where I can barely make out what you're saying.
KN4 GFW.
And why is there? KO4 CF.
KO4 HX. Clear.